right. Well, we are going to take a few minutes now. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer together, and I will lead us. All right, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, this is our pastoral prayer, our prayer of intercession. We've brought you praise thus far this morning. That's been our desire. We've confessed our sins. Lord, we come now with thanksgiving, making request of you. Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, both here in our community as well as throughout the world. We pray you would fill your ministers with your Holy Spirit, that they might proclaim the good news in its purity, in its truth, and teach your word accurately. Lord, we pray for your people, that you would strengthen your people, your children, your sons and daughters throughout the world. Strengthen them to stand firm for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We pray more and more, O Lord, that you would fulfill your promise of pouring out your Spirit upon all flesh. Lord, that you would make us more like Jesus, that we would speak your word truthfully and encourage one another and build one another up. Lord, we pray for the nations, that your word would go forth. Lord, we thank you for those, for example, translating the scripture into all of these different languages and even creating alphabets so that your word can be written in new languages so that those can read and hear your word. Lord, we pray for your word to go forth through the nations. Lord, speaking of the nations, I thank you, O Lord, that you have raised up many around the world who are defending the name of Jesus in the face of this blasphemous opening to the Olympics. Turning the other cheek doesn't mean allowing you to just be blasphemed by this group that put this together and by NBC broadcasting it around the world, this blasphemy that we just, of those who haven't heard of it, I'm thankful they haven't or didn't see it. I'm thankful they didn't. Thank you for your church. And for those, whether they be evangelical, Roman Catholic, or Orthodox, who stand up for Jesus around the world. Lord, have mercy on this world that is in rebellion against you. And on a nation in which we live, where so many are in rebellion against you. Have mercy, O Lord. And Lord, as our forefathers wrote for us here, we pray, Lord, we pray for the President of the United States, for all others in authority, that it may please you to rule in their hearts, that they may rightly use the trust committed to them to glorify you and for the good of people. Lord, as our young people lament summer beginning to draw to a close, Lord, help our young people to truly enjoy the remaining days of summer to your glory and to enjoy the recreation that they have. But Lord, we pray for schools and colleges and universities, that rather than teaching against you, Lord, that through them knowledge may be increased, that learning may flourish and abound. Lord, I pray you would shut the mouths of any who would seek to speak against you, and open the mouths of those who would seek to speak and to teach in ways that honor and glorify you. Lord, we thank you for this church. Lord, in particular today, I'm thankful for our deacons, for Ray and for David, for Mike and for Glenn. Thank you for their service to you and how that service benefits us. So bless them, grow them more and more closer to you and in their service to your church. Lord, thank you for our ladies and for this ministry this week. We pray for the puddle jumpers, that it would be successful, that your name would be lifted up through all the interactions, all the conversations, that through being able to buy these clothes and other toys and such at good prices, at reasonable prices, this may be a benefit to our community. We commit this to you. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you now that we can praise you through the giving of tithes and offerings. We pray that you would take all these and that you would multiply them for the sake of your kingdom. And we pray now as your people, as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue to worship now through the giving of tithes and offerings.